Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about a hot topic that a lot of the youths are actually discussing and are indulged into, and that is the theory of evolution and whether it is inconsistent with theism. Okay? Now, there are two discussions that need to be carried out to understand whether the theory of evolution is inconsistent with theism or not. The first one is evolution of species from the scientific point of view. The second one is evolution of species from the Quranic point of view. Well, the theory of evolution, which states that in the beginning, the various living entities did not possess the form that they are presently in. Rather, the beginning of entities started with a single cell, which came into being as a result of mutation amid mud and slime. In the depths of the oceans, some non-living entities found themselves in special conditions, and from them came into existence the first living cells. So this is the official theory of evolution. Right? Now, these microscopic entities, they gradually underwent evolution, changing forms from one species to another, and shifting from the seas to the wild, and from there to the air, and in this fashion, various species of plants, land, and sea animals, and birds, I forgot that, they came into existence, right? Now, this is what the theory of evolution proposes. And the most perfect and complete link in this process of evolution are the humans of today, is what is being claimed. And they have manifested themselves like in this advanced form and shape that we see today of human beings, evolving initially from the entities that resembled the monkeys, and then from monkeys that resembled humans. So now the question is, this entire theory of evolution that life began from one cell, okay, and that was like from non-living cell to a living cell, and then after the transformation, it branching off and giving birth to, if you would, a different species, right? Now this entire theory of evolution, is it against or inconsistent with the concept of theism, that there is a God, that there is a supreme authority that we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay, well, there are three arguments that we want to look into that are used by the proponents of evolution. Okay, I'll quickly go over them, and those of you who have done some studies in this regard would be able to relate better than some others. So the first argument that they used is the first of the claims is related to paleontology. Paleontology, like the study of fossils of erstwhile living animals. Okay, that's their first argument. And again, I don't have time to elaborate on these single points, but those of you who have done a little bit of study on the topic of evolution would know what I'm talking about. The second one is clue which they have collected from comparative anatomy. And then the third argument that they use is based upon a finding that they have procured from embryology. Okay, so embryology, anatomy, and paleontology. Okay, these are the three major arguments that the proponents of evolution they used to defend their position, right? Now, what we are interested in is if this entire concept of evolution, is it against the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a almighty supreme power, exists or not? So after the break, we're going to return and discuss that in a little bit more depth to make a point and conclude. Stay with us.
Islam's views on evolution, in the words of Shaykh Hassanain Rajabali.
There is a historical reference in terms of how certain religions dealt with science, which has led to this misconception today that religion and science are not compatible. And there's validity there. But that's the general aura of religions based on those religions that have ruled the world today. But as a Muslim, and from an Islamic perspective, actually science is a subset of religion. And there's a famous statement of the Holy Prophet who says, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah." When you know yourself, you will know your Lord. And what the Prophet is saying is, when you know science, when you know your biology, when you know your existence, you will know your Lord. So the Quran is, and the Hadith and the methodology of Islam is completely in consonance with our empirical nature to observe the universe. For that's the only way we know going forward to understand the presence of God. Evolution is a system that Islam does not reject. This notion of evolution being rejected in Islam is a misconception. The neo-Darwinian principles of evolution somehow presenting this argument that since man evolved through a single cell process, therefore there is no need for a God. This is highly presumptuous. This is actually blind faith. This actually has no logical foundation to stand on. So Islamically, even if I was to follow the Darwinian principles, it does not prove any way whether God exists or does not exist. Because as a scientist, if I say I evolved from a single cell being, it does not imply that there is no God, because the question is, the single cell still begs the question, where did it come from? And we know from rational arguments, from nothing comes nothing. We are something. And therefore, whatever made us is beyond the existent. Therefore, it must be a maker that is higher than the created. And that must be the creator. So this argument is just being brought philosophically in academia simply to confuse humanity. And Islamically, we have no problem with the argument of evolution. The only problem we have is the whole proposed argument that there is no need for a God, which to us is absurd. Now, having said that, we say Islamically, the Quran states that Adam and Eve, who are our parents, Adam and Hawa, they were placed on earth. And scientifically, we know that everything comes from a preceding being. So therefore, how did Adam get into the equation? Well, our argument is, it still begs the original question, for if the single cell creature that came as the precursor to all existent beings, how did that one come? And if that one could come from a maker, so can one be brought in from within the chain? And that's the argument in Islam, and still it does not negate evolution.
I know that this life is only finite. The good and the bad times will be left behind as we make our way through this journey to the finest place for infinity. Lord, don't deny me. paradise. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish
for. Welcome back, dear listeners. So, many people, they claim that the theory of evolution is inconsistent with theism and God-worshipping. And from probably one aspect and one angle, there might be some truth in what they claim, right? We're not denying that either. This is because the advent of Darwinism, there commenced an intense battle between the church on the one hand and the supporters of this theory on the other. And due to political and social reasons, a widespread propaganda was initiated stating that Darwinism was not consistent with theism. So if those of you who have looked through the books of history and where this concept of evolution and everything was started, although Darwin was not the first one who talked about it, right? But if you look at the political environment at that time, okay, and what happened with this concept and surrounding this concept, you would start to see why they were polarized, okay, the church and the scientists, okay? Well, however, today it is clear for us that there exists no inconsistency between them. Between what? Irrespective of whether we accept the theory of evolution or reject it due to the lack of proof, we're not getting into it, we can still be believers in God. We don't have any problem with it. Okay? Let's assume that there was evolution and there is evolution and there will be evolution, which is transformation of different species and moving forward and new species coming into being and some old species actually becoming outdated and becoming extinct. That has nothing to do with believing in the concept of God. Okay? We don't see an inconsistency in there. And let's say all of that is bogus. None of that happened the way they explain it in today's modern science. Even then, it does not hamper or alter or tweak the concept of presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him being the in charge of this universe. Okay? So, even if we assume that the theory of evolution of species is established, all it would do is to take the form of a scientific rule that has manifested for us a natural cause and effect for phenomena. We know that there is cause and effect in the world. And interestingly, you know what? This you may not have heard about. Interestingly, Darwin himself, in the face of allegations of heresy, explicitly expresses in his book on the Origin of Species that he says, and I quote, "As I accept the theory of evolution of species, I also believe in God. Fundamentally, justifying and explaining evolution is not possible without first acknowledging the existence of God." So unlike what many think, that Darwin actually did not believe in God and was an atheist, that's not true, because he himself wrote in his book. Essentially, he was of the opinion that the manner in which the species are guided and led through the strange twists of evolution and the transformation of an extremely simple living entity into all these various and different species of animals without the existence of a calculated plan and without the means of a universal intelligence is impossible. This is what he believes. I mean, who can do such a level of precise calculation other than Allah, other than somebody who is in control? And truly, it is exactly so, and we believe that. Is it possible to bring forth from one single, extremely primitive substance all these strange and mind-boggling derivatives, each of which portray extensive organization, without resorting to a source of infinite knowledge and power. And these two are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that from our aqaid. In conclusion, the uproar that the theory of evolution is in disagreement with the issue of theism and God worship is one which is baseless and unsubstantiated, irrespective of whether we accept the theory of evolution or not. It has nothing to do with it. There's no correlation. Well, with this, we conclude our thoughts today, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And you show that you're the one who cares the most. And to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please say, accept al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, yaquluha lana yawm al-qiyamati. Ummati, Ummati, yaquluha shafa'atan ana laha. لا